Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 814, Eat More Sandwiches, The Muscle Building Guide for Skinny Guys, the second half of part one, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of five podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, I know the title of this post says it's a muscle building guide for skinny guys. If you feel like you have no interest in building more muscle, if you don't think you're skinny, you're actually trying to lose weight, you don't identify as male, I promise you will still get something out of this post. So don't skip this episode altogether. I highly recommend you give it a listen. I promise you'll still find it fascinating. So with that, let's finish up JC's post as we optimize your life. Eat More Sandwiches, The Muscle Building Guide for Skinny Guys, the second half of part one, by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. Eat More Sandwiches, The Most Important Rule. The plain truth as to why you are skinny is because you don't eat enough. There is no other excuse. If you were chubby, we would know that you eat enough, and I would simply just ask you to train at this point. However, it's not that simple for skinny guys. Over the last few years, I've had the luxury of observing some of my friends, as well as a client or two, who were of the skinny population, looking to gain some appreciable mass. What did they all have in common? They never ate enough. The cycle usually went like so. They would decide to embark on a muscle-building diet and immediately up their caloric intake. Day one and two were awesome. We'd be eating burgers together and washing them down with shakes and ice cream cones. They were off to a good start. Then by the end of the week, we'd go out again and do the same thing. After about a month, I would ask them how much they weigh, and in a pissed off response, they'd say, "I haven't gained a pound." After some thought, I would say, "That is not possible. You have been eating like a horse, right?" Of course, their response was always, "Yes, I have been eating like this daily." I knew there was more to this story. Something was not lining up. They were either lying unintentionally, or they had a tapeworm. I was hoping the former. I decided to spend a week with them, watching their daily eating habits, making them religiously track their intake and so on. So what did I find out? The biggest issue I found was inconsistency. They would stuff themselves silly for a few days and then eat next to nothing for a couple of days afterward. It's not that they were doing this on purpose, but because they were just going by their hunger signals. They simply were not hungry after a few days of overfeeding, thus the lack of overfeeding. This is very common, and in my opinion is the number one reason some guys have such a hard time gaining weight. I have never been a skinny guy, but can definitely relate to being so stuffed and sick of food for a day or so afterward. So in short, the key is making sure you eat enough to grow. Do whatever you have to do. It might mean picking a certain number of calories daily and making sure to hit it, even if you have to track your meals to get enough. If you put your mind to it, it actually becomes really easy. Set your protein at 1 gram per pound of body weight. Multiply your body weight by 0.4 up to 0.5 to get the grams of fat that you need, and then fill in the rest with carbohydrates. I got that little equation thanks to Alan Aragon. It might have been Lyle McDonald. I can't remember which one I stole it from. First, you must find your maintenance intake, and then aim to eat 400 to 500 calories over maintenance daily. If you're not gaining weight, it's time to raise the calories. There's no other way around it. Here's a quick recipe for my favorite muscle-building snack. 2 pieces of bread, which are about 160 or so calories, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter, which is about 200 calories, 2 tablespoons of strawberry jelly, about 100 calories, and 2 cups of whole milk, about 300 calories. Total, 760 easy calories, and I could eat this multiple times per day. If you can't stomach 2 PB&J sandwiches per day, you've lost all hope. Consistency. As I mentioned in many previous articles, consistency is always key to long-term success. When you were learning to ride a bike, you didn't jump on and stroll like a pro after one day. You screwed up a ton, skinned your knees, and bloodied your nose after flying over the handlebars, but you learned to ride because you kept at it. The same applies when eating to grow. Overeating for 1 or 2 days in a row and then undereating the rest of the week is not going to yield the results you are after. Focus on big eating and the big body will follow. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled, Eat More Sandwiches, The Muscle Building Guide for Skinny Guys by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So like I said yesterday, and I know JC would agree with me, in order to get muscles to grow, you have to create a demand for those muscles. Yes, fuel is absolutely important, which is what JC was focusing on. But if you want that fuel to end up in your muscles and not potentially stored as fat, you've got to create the demand so that the muscles are starving for that fuel. And in order to do that, you have to work out. You have to do resistance training. Resistance training is one of the best methods for growing those muscles, for making them bigger. And during resistance training, if you want the muscles to get bigger, one of the best ways to do that is to lift heavy. Lift heavy safely using proper form, of course. That will help create the demand for your muscles to grow. And then when you fuel properly, you will then send some of those nutrients to the muscles to support that growth. So the key is, if you're trying to put on some muscle, you're going to have to create a demand for that muscle and then fuel it appropriately. And so what JC is saying is, for some folks, they don't adequately fuel their bodies to support that growth. And this often happens to those folks who are underweight. But here's the trick. We don't want to overshoot our body weight either. We don't want to get too big. What ends up happening is, if we get too big, some of that bigness is fat. The amazing thing about fat is that fat cells, once you have them, you can never get rid of them. All they do is either grow or shrink in size. That's what we've learned. So we don't want to create too many extra fat cells because you can really never get rid of it. So what we want to do is, as we get bigger in size, we want to manage our body fat. So if you're interested in putting on pounds, do it slowly, do it safely. I always recommend you do this with the help of a healthcare professional, because you don't want to overshoot your goal, especially when it comes to body weight. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A, and where your optimal life awaits.